Good morning. How are you, General?
I'm great, and thank you so much for letting us talk about Veterans Park.
This man commanded the Big Red One. It's an honor to have you in here, and that's a small portion of your service to our country. I want to thank you for that. You spend how many years in the military?
33.
33 years, and there are many men who and women who have served similar times and served our country, and we thank them for that. But most importantly, today you're here because after a distinguished military career, an Aggie, you decided you wanted to retire here in College Station. And one of the things that you're doing is you've taken up the leadership at the Veterans Memorial Park. And, you know, there are a lot of people who live here and they haven't been out there, and they probably missed a great deal. Okay, it honors the veterans, but there's a little bit more story to tell, is there not?
Well, I can share with our listeners that every person that I've talked to that's come out to Veterans Park, it's the first time they've seen it, when they leave, they said, "I didn't know this existed in Bryan College Station, and this is an unbelievable resource." And my thanks to this community. I can't imagine a community being more supportive of veterans than Bryan College Station. And our park, being part of the College Station athletic complex, brings a synergy that, like now with the 7-on-7 going on, if you go out to the park and walk the Lynn Stewart pathway and look at the 9 sites we already have in the park, you'll see the players and their coaches between games going around, reading the interpretive panels, learning more about the sacrifice and the service of those who've gone before them, that gives them the chance to play 7-on-7 at College Station.
Well, General, one of the things, I guess 3 years ago, I was out at the induction ceremony because I had a friend whose name was put on the wall. And one of the things that we were talking about before started speaking on the air, is that this is probably a unique memorial in that this covers anybody who's been in military service.
It does. To my knowledge, Veterans Park is the only Veterans Park in the United States that is it honors all soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard in all wars. Now, we have specific sites: the Civil War site, the Korean War site, the Vietnam site, the American Revolution, World War II, the Indian Wars, but the park itself, Veterans Park itself, is to all. And you talked about the names on the Wall of Honor. We have over 5,000 names, and every Veterans Day, which, you know, normally we have the ceremony on the 11th of November, mm-hmm. which is Veterans Day. This year we're going to do it the evening of the 10th. I don't compete with Aggie football.
Okay.
And and so the next day, Saturday, the 11th, and there's a home game. So at 1700 at 5 p.m. on the Friday the 10th, there'll be another fabulous Veterans Day ceremony with the Aggie band and the Ross Volunteers. And it starts with Bill Yonkin reading names added this year. And like I say, we're over 5,000 names of Brazos Valley veterans, and you don't have to die to be on the wall.
Huh?
And it's an unbelievable ceremony when Bill reads the name, pauses, and if the service member is there, they stand up and answer "here," just like they did many a time when they were in the military. If they're not here for any reason, family members can stand up, and oftentimes the family members stand up with the service member. Our friends can answer up, you know, a little bit like we do at the Aggies do when we have ceremonies like that.
Right.
So it's very moving. And that's what starts our ceremony off before, and then we go another 59 minutes or so and have our annual ceremony.
Well, now, if we have people here locally who would like to have a name added, what's the process for that?
Well, it's very easy. If you go up on the web, Brazos BVVM, that's Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.org. You can download the application to get the name on the wall. Now, the suspense is coming up on the 15th of August for this November, because it takes a while for the man to come out and chisel all those, engrave all those names in that red granite. And so we have to start early. And but you fill out your form. It's $150 per name, and that's the board. Many of the names on the wall come from our board of directors, who put several names every year on the wall. But anyone who wants to have a friend or a loved one that was a veteran, and you know, just fills out this form, sends their money in, and we get it engraved, and they can go over. We have a kiosk now, thanks to the city of College Station, that when you come into the main area of the park, you can go there and type the name in of your loved one, and it tells you what panel of the, with 5,000 names, it kind of tells you generally where to go look. And what's unique about this is it's just your name. Like mine, it just says Randolph W. House, comma, USA. It doesn't, there's no rank. We don't have any rank, and we, you're either Army, Air Force, Marine, Navy, or Coast Guard. And it's just U.S. Marine Corps, USMC, USN, USAF, or Coast Guard.
So you need to move kind of quickly, because you've got, what, about 6 more weeks if you want to be able to get into this
year. For this year, yes,
okay,
sir.
So do that, and go to the website for that. While you're here, can you tell us what other changes are going to be happening at Veterans Park maybe in the near future?
Yes, sir. On the 5th of August at 7 p.m., which is a Saturday, the U.S. Navy Band is going to be out there from Washington, D.C. They're going to be having a concert, and we'll have board members out there to give tours of the park, of the park, and then of course listen to the band. The 11th of September every year we do a 9/11 observant ceremony, and we started at 7:49, and so that's the highlight there is to our first responders. And then our next big ceremony is the Mexican War dedication, and that'll be on Wednesday, the 13th of September at 5:30 p.m. And it'll be our first Marine statue. We have airmen, we have sailors, we have soldiers, we have an American Indian, Native American, we have a Buffalo soldier, but we don't have a Marine. But when the board was talking, you know what, let's talk about the Mexican War. So we all studied the Mexican War, and I remember telling the board, unfortunately, probably most Americans can't sing the first verse of our Army song, but most Americans can sing the first verse of the Marine hymn.
Good point.
Which is from the halls of Montezuma. This memorial, we have a Marine breaking through the halls of Montezuma wall. And it's just a fabulous. We've already got the statues done. We'll be putting it in place in August. It's a moving one. And then of course the Veterans Day ceremony on Friday the 10th. But then we have added on December 7th this year. If you go to the World War II site now, we have an airman in the like of President Bush, naval aviator. We have a soldier who fought in World War II, European soldier, Alan Honda, Letters from Home, and between them we're going to put Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, okay.
And the Daughters of the American DAV have worked tirelessly to help raise the money for Rosie. We're well along for that, and she'll be with all her muscles right there, you know, between the airman and the soldier.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Lieutenant General, again, thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for what you're doing in our community right now.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks to this community for their support to our veterans and to our active duty soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines, and their families who continue to serve with distinction, sacrifice, and service.
We'll look forward to having you back again.
Yes, sir.